Chapter 1. I stretched out my tired muscles as I came to, and the morning light drifted peacefully in through my window. There was a tint of darkness mixed in with the sunlight, and the soft splatter of rain hit against the glass like a relaxing lullaby. I closed my eyes gently as I took in the light rainfall, and I would have easily fallen back off to sleep had it not been for the distraction that laid beside me. It had been 2 weeks since I'd announced my true identity to the entirety of Scholomance, and since then, not a night had gone by without me sharing the bed with someone. In fact, every minute of every day had been the same. I'd shared this bed with every member of the Academy to impregnate them all, and last night, it was finally Sasha's turn. Sasha was a young witch, fairly new to Scholomance, and with a lot to learn. But I was eager to teach her everything I knew. I peered down and took in the sight of the soft, pale, naked body curled up beside me. A light vibration buzzed from Sasha's lips as she slept, and I watched in wonder as the morning light drew shadows over her shoulders. A shadow ran over the curve of the shoulder until it seeped into the crease of Sasha's armpit, and her pale, slightly glittery skin appeared to shine against the darkness the shadow created. Her blood-red hair splayed across the cotton pillow, and black bangs covered her forehead, with just a slight parting in the center. I hadn't fully noticed her smaller features the night before, and I was far more interested in a different part of her anatomy, so I took those spare few minutes to pay more attention to the woman at my side. Sasha's face was almost elf-like in shape, with a pointed chin and eyes and nose disproportionate to the rest of her face. But she was stunningly beautiful. Her rosy lips were plump, the lower slightly fuller than the upper, and the memory of her biting down on her juicy lip with her teeth while I thrust deep into her tight pussy almost caused my cock to harden once again. A small splatter of freckles dotted across the curve of Sasha's cheeks and over the bridge of her nose, and a thin, silver ring was pierced through her right nostril. The remains of black makeup were smudged around her eyes, and I remembered how incredible she'd looked the night before, as she stood in my doorway with nothing but a red robe tied loosely around her waist. She'd been the last witch for me to claim, and now I'd fucked every woman who walked the halls of Scholomance. Sometimes I chose my women myself, and sometimes I had the rest of my coven do the picking for me. It always interested me to see who the coven would pick, and it was a nice surprise to open the door and find someone new standing on the other side. I was often met with multiple women at a time, and each woman appeared just as eager and determined to receive my unholy sperm. My beautiful coven surprised me at all hours of the day, and I made sure to reward them for all their hard work, too. Now, every single witch in the Academy was bound to me by blood, covenant, and seed, and soon they would bear a legion of my offspring. I pulled back Sasha's hair as I thought about our evening together, the way she'd begged for my cock, how my name slipped from her lips as she let out a deepening moan, and then how tight her pussy was as I emptied inside her. She wasn't as vocal as some and louder than others, so it was a gentle mix between the two. I remembered how soft her skin had felt beneath my fingers, and how she was far stronger than I'd first thought. Sasha might be small and slender, but she held strength in her muscles, especially when I was nestled between her legs, with her ankles crossed against my back. I could have spent the entire morning thinking about our lovemaking, but my distraction came when Sasha let out a light sigh, and her deep gray eyes fluttered open. It seemed to take the witch a second to gather her thoughts together, but I noticed how her large eyes widened when she took in the sight of me. Then a blush began to spread across her cheeks, and it deepened as every second ticked past. Good morning. Did you sleep well?
I did, my lord.
She replied sheepishly. Good. I grinned. Sasha combed through her hair with her fingers, and then she sat up in the bed and tightened the satin cover around her naked body. Her shimmering back was on full display to me, but before I could reach out and touch it, Sasha let out a scared squeak and turned her head around to face me.
"What time is it?"
Sasha asked in a panic.
"I cannot believe I didn't think about the time."
"Hush. It's still early," I replied with a gentle hand on her shoulder. "The sun is still to fully rise, so you have time before class."
"Okay, good,"
she said as she let out a sigh of relief. For a young witch like Sasha, who still had much to learn, it was important for her to be present for every class. I could have easily told the professors to excuse Sasha for the day, but I needed her to be as well informed as possible. I needed the entire school to be that way. And to be honest, it wasn't like the other students hadn't missed a class here and there, so even if Sasha had been late, everyone would have known she was in my care. Sasha relaxed back into my arms for a few more minutes before she chose to leave the bed. She only needed to locate her red robe, due to the fact she wore no underwear last night, but I could see the look of embarrassment that crossed her face, no doubt at the thought of wandering the busy halls in just a robe. "If anyone should say something, just tell them you'd spent the night with me. I'm sure that'll shut them up."
Thank you, my lord."
Sasha bowed her head. Sasha tied the red silk even tighter around her slim body, and then she ran from the room. I heard her quickened footsteps as she descended the stairs, followed by the gentle thud as the main door closed behind her. I'd originally made the rule that no witch, apart from Lilith, should wear any clothes as they wandered the halls of the school. It made it 10 times easier for me to fuck them, so I never saw the need to have the added barrier of clothes in my way. But now that I'd spent 2 weeks with every woman in this school, and all of them had received my unholy sperm, I saw no need for them to walk around naked. As incredible as it had been to see their breasts bounce freely as they walked, and to pin the random witch against a wall and fuck her when I felt like it, the celebrations were over, and I needed the women to focus on preparing for the next battle. "Sir!" came the voice of my familiar, Alexander, as he flew into the room. "How does it feel to know you've taken literally everyone in this academy now?" I chuckled loudly as I relaxed back against the headboard and used my hands as a pillow, and Alexander curled up in a ball in the spot Sasha had just vacated. "No different than knowing they're all under my control now," I shrugged. "But how was your night? Any different than mine?"
Just the same as every other night,"
he answered, and then he let out a yawn.
"I found comfort beside the fire, and I kept Sylvia warm under my wing."
"Was the fire not enough to keep her warm?"
"Hey, a guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do."
Alexander gave me a pointed look with his ruby red eyes.
"Now I'm gonna get some more sleep before we're needed again."
The Wolverine began to snore before I could even speak my answer, so I left him to rest and stepped free from the comfort of my bed. There was a slight chill in the air, but I could smell the sweet scent of lavender that floated from the bathroom, which indicated a bath was ready for me. "Thank you, Cordelia," I spoke into the air.
"You're welcome, sir,"
the ghostly foreign voice replied.
"Would you care for some breakfast?"
"Please."
"Of course,"
Cordelia said lightly.
"It'll be ready for you as soon as you leave the bathroom."
I wandered into the bathroom and took in the glorious sight of the filled tub. Clouds of steam billowed from the heated water, as well as the calming scent of lavender. But there was another scent in the room I couldn't quite place. It smelled almost fruity, yet floral at the same time. And Cordelia had included a few bubbles in the bath, so I believed the fruity floral scent came from them. I slipped my tired body into the water and rejoiced at how the burning water felt against my skin. The rain continued to pound against the window, but the natural soundtrack only added to the relaxing atmosphere. I stayed in the bath until right before my fingers began to prune, and then I reached for the fresh red towel left on a heated rail. Cordelia must have sensed the chill in the air, so she'd done whatever she could to warm me up properly. I wrapped the towel around my waist, brushed back my damp, black hair with one hand, and then left the bath to drain as I returned to my room. It was no surprise to see the bed had been made, and a fresh set of clothes were folded and waiting for me on a chair. Alexander was still fast asleep in the center of the bed, but he didn't seem disturbed. Once I was changed into my black pants, white shirt, and a black cloak, I collected my wand and dagger and sat down at my desk to enjoy the breakfast Cordelia had promised. The large plate held a selection of everything. Some fluffy scrambled eggs, a small bunch of green grapes, 3 slices of bacon, buttered toast, and even a breakfast muffin. Cutlery was neatly placed beside the full platter, and my stomach growled at the thought of devouring the marvelous breakfast. I ate like a starving wolf, but left 1 slice of bacon and some of the grapes for Alexander to enjoy, and then I headed down toward the common room, where 3 of my coven waited for me. Morgana was curled up in a large chair beside the fireplace. A book laid open on her lap. Her black bear Sylvia sat at her feet, and the witch played with her dark hair with 1 hand. Akira and Nyx were working on something in the corner of the room, but I couldn't see exactly what it was. I noticed a black cauldron as green smoke wafted into the air, and I could smell something herbal. But knowing Nyx, there could have been anything in that fucking pot.
Good morning, Master.
Morgana spoke up as she noticed me on the stairs.
Oh, Satan!
Akira whispered sharply as she and Nyx spun around on their feet. Good morning. I smiled. Vesta was the next to arrive in the room with her ivory snake Ursula slithering by her side. The Elven Witch only wore a skirt and bra, but her sea-green hair was tied up in a neat ponytail on the top of her head. I found myself gazing at her soft breasts as the lilac-skinned elf princess stormed into the common room, but then her voice drew my eyes to her face.
Has anyone seen my fucking shirt?
Vesta huffed as she lifted every cushion and checked behind them.
Why would anyone take your shirt? I don't know, but someone has. Have you checked the bathroom? I've checked everywhere.
Vesta continued to search the room, but it was clear she'd reached her boiling point. Cordelia, can you get Vesta a clean shirt? I sighed into the air.
Of course, sir.
Within seconds, there was a brilliantly white shirt folded neatly on the arm of 1 couch. Is that better? I asked as I handed the garment to the Elven Witch.
Thank you, my lord.
Vesta said with a slight nod of her head.
I apologize for my outburst.
The witch ran off toward her room, and Ursula followed on behind her. Once Vesta closed the door, a whispered cackle came from Nyx and Akira. They continued to stir the cauldron, but I noticed a piece of white fabric draped over the table beside the pot, which I instantly knew had been Vesta's missing shirt. What are you 2 doing? I asked as I wandered over toward them.
Well?
Akira said as she excitedly turned back around to look at me.
Nyx and I have had an idea, which I think you'll be fond of.
And does that include stealing Vesta's clothes?
I'm sorry, my lord.
Nyx spoke up with a lazy smile.
We needed to pad out the potion, and that was the first thing I found, but it didn't work, so we were forced to start again.
Well, go on then, I said as I took a seat beside them. What are you doing?
It's a rejuvenation potion, to assist those who may have little energy after the last couple of weeks.
Akira grinned.
Everyone has had their free time to celebrate, but now it's time to start working. I've always been up for a celebration, but yes, I think it's time to focus once again.
Penelope added as she arrived in the common room, followed by Marina and Faye.
I could probably magic up some delicious treats.
Morgana said from her spot by the fire.
Perhaps I could put some of that potion into the treats. And this potion is the most addictive, sweetest brew you'll ever try.
Nyx said as she lifted a wooden spoon out from the cauldron, lightly blew on the concoction, and then took a dainty sip.
It's almost ready. I bet you have some wicked shit to smoke too, right?
Samara joined in the conversation, and the former goddess smirked as she finished descending the stairs.
Of course I do. Fuck, I can just imagine the carnage if you include that potion, too. No witch is safe from your antics, Nyx.
The witches all laughed, and their excitement was clear in the air. But, as much as I loved spending my days with every woman, the wine we'd enjoyed until the moon was high in the sky, and how I'd fully absorbed my newly found power, war was still on the horizon. It's certainly time to put the celebrations behind us for now. I broke their excited chatter. There is still much to do, and I am not yet the master of the universe. But give me time.
I cannot wait to see what you have in mind, my lord.
Samara said with a wicked grin.
Whatever it is, it'll surely be full of greatness. Of course.
Marina pushed her lavender hair off her shoulders as she came to sit beside me.
Cole is Satan reborn, so anything he says or does is going to be full of greatness. I'm eager to get started.
Faye added as she took the spare seat beside me.
Give me a commandment, and I'll be eager to obey it, master.
Both Faye and Marina brushed their fingers up and down my arms, and I noticed the hungry expressions that danced across their eyes. I would have taken them both against the couch if I had the time, penetrated their tight, warm pussies, and filled them with my seed as the rest of the coven watched. But, unfortunately, there was more to consider than just the war ahead of us. I patted Faye and Marina's hands with my own as I stood from the couch and moved beside the main window to face the rest of the room. We were still waiting on Vesta, Beatrix, Cersei, and Revna, but I heard their footsteps in another room, so I knew they were close. Vesta came back first, fully clothed this time, followed by Beatrix and Cersei. Beatrix's golden brown hair looked damp, like she'd just stepped from the bath, but a quick wave of a wand would sort that out. The blonde and beautiful Cersei took the seat I'd just vacated, and her serpentine lines roamed over me hungrily as she licked her lips with a forked tongue. Revna was the last to arrive, and a slight blush painted her face as she noticed everyone else had been waiting on her.
I'm sorry, my lord,
she said behind a curtain of her blonde hair. But then I noticed she clutched a golden book against her chest, the same book she'd collected from the library last night. It's all right, but I wish to talk to you all before we speak to the rest of the school. It has been a couple of quiet weeks. Students have managed to enjoy their lessons once again, but I feel a change in the air.
Is this a premonition? Should we prepare ourselves for something?
It's not a premonition. I shook my head. It's more common sense. The Elder Lord has not backed down yet, so it's only a matter of time before he appears again. There is much to do in that time, but we need to start from the beginning.
Like what?
Samara queried. Like getting other schools in the other realms to believe I am who I say I am. There are many disbelievers who do not think I am Satan reborn, and we must get them to see the truth. I'll need everyone on my side when it comes to defeating the Elder Lord, not just Scholomance.
Of course, Master.
Faye nodded.
We'll do whatever you ask. Those non-believers will soon see how idiotic they've been.
But it's not just them we need to deal with. We also need to visit the High Council and have them believe the same thing.
Then where do we start?
Samara asked with a deadly smirk as she pretended to push up her sleeves. The only way to do it quickly is to get various groups to visit each realm. I don't fucking care what it takes, just as long as everyone is on my side by the time the Elder Lord arrives.
Of course, my lord.
The coven replied in unison.
You know we'll stand beside you throughout the entire process.
I know. But for now, we must get the school together. There is no time to wait. There was a flurry of noise and action as everyone stood from their seats and prepared themselves to leave. Akira and Nyx abandoned their cauldron of brew. Morgana placed her book back on the shelf and slipped on her cloak, and Beatrix pulled her now dry hair against the nape of her neck. My coven knew what they had to do, so I left them without needing to tell them where to go. Make sure to guard the room, I said aloud for Alexander to hear.
Of course, Cole. I notice there's a spot beside the fire again.
Have fun. I chuckled as I closed the door behind me. The corridors were silent as I walked through them, but I could hear the faint footsteps in the distance as my coven continued to gather the academy together. I passed various portraits during my walk, and I noticed how every person painted into the canvas bowed their heads. It was much different from how they used to react to me, but now that they knew I was their master, they knew not to shout at me for running or to say I'd caused a disruption in the quiet corridors. I noticed the portrait of one woman with deep green hair looking up at me through her eyebrows, but as I caught her gaze, she quickly looked away again. I just chuckled and continued to walk. The banquet hall was full by the time I reached it, The long tables had been swapped out, and every student was seated on crimson-red chairs. The professors and Headmistress Theodora sat in a line at the far end of the hall, and Lilith, the woman who birthed me, sat alongside them. I still felt the swell in my chest as I took in the sight of my mother, and I wondered if that would ever change, or if I'd always feel the same strange sensation of love whenever I viewed her. I looked at the hall in greater detail as I took my spot in front of the professors. Small lanterns had been placed in various spots along the walls, and each candle was lit. The small flames created a flickered picture against the black walls, and a yellow and orange glow blew from the lanterns. The students in front of me all shared the same shy smiles, and I quickly noticed Sasha sitting beside her class. Her red and black hair stuck out majorly, and she blushed as she noticed I was staring right at her. It was incredible to know that I'd fucked each and every one of the nearly 2,000 women at this academy, and now they all carried my seed. Some of the students began to talk, and soon a thick wall of whispers filled the room, but I couldn't work out what anyone was saying.
Hey!
Akira shouted as she stood from her seat.
Our Dark Lord wishes to speak, so shut the fuck up, bitches!
The hall instantly fell quiet, and Akira smiled sweetly as she sat down on her seat and crossed one leg over the other. Thank you, Akira, I smirked. But she is right. I have gathered you all here today for a reason, an incredibly important reason. Hundreds of pairs of eyes stared in my direction, but no one said a word after Akira's sudden threat. As you are all aware, we're not out of the woods just yet, and there is still trouble on the horizon. I noticed the scared look on some students' faces, but I continued to talk regardless. I demand your attention, and I need you all to participate. The sea of heads nodded in sync. I am Satan Reborn, I called out across the hall. I need to have every single person in all the realms realize that and believe Satan has returned, especially those of magical origin. I'll split you all up into groups, and it is your mission to make the non-believers believe and make the skeptics no longer question our words. Visit every realm. You must tell them all their Dark Lord has returned. A few witches cheered along with me, and others laughed in their little groups. But every single witch in the hall had the same determined look. Even the younger ones, who were still to take their preschool exams, seemed excited to take part in the mission. Now, your groups will be mixed. There's a chance you won't know the others around you, but that just means you'll need to work together. I overheard the annoyed sigh that came from one student to the left of me. I scanned the witches around me and noticed one in particular had a scowl on her face, and she angrily picked away at her nails. You, I said with a finger pointed toward the witch. I waited patiently for the woman to realize I was talking to her, and her yellow skin paled as her eyes widened. Yes, you. Stand up. The witch stood on shaky legs and peered at the other students who sat around her. I'd seen many professors pick on a single student before, but now it was my turn to make the rules. Tell me your name, woman. I do somewhat recall filling you with my seed last week, but you weren't a good enough lover to make me care to remember your name.
Clary?
She stuttered, and then curled a strand of her short orange hair behind one ear.
I'm sorry I didn't please you when you...
You don't agree with my words, Clary?
No, sir, that's not it.
Then what was it? I questioned with my arms crossed over my front. The idea of mixed groups displeases you?
I...
Clary took a second to think and then tried again.
I'm still to pass my preschool exams, so I fear it won't be of any use to my group.
Then surely a stronger, mixed group is better for you, no? I shrugged.
Yes, Dark Lord.
She nodded.
I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
Just remember, Clary, that those who don't pass their exams won't live to see the end of it. So it's best you pay close attention to your group. Sit down. Clary muttered something under her breath. It sounded like another apology. And then she returned to her seat, but kept her head held low. Now, does anyone else have any issues with my rules? I spoke loudly, but no one replied. Good. Each group will have at least two, perhaps three higher-tier students to assist with transportation to each realm, but I need you all to pay close attention during your travels. I was about to say something else, and I was seconds away from splitting the hall into groups when I suddenly sensed something approaching. It was too late for me to gather any sort of premonition, and without warning, a loud, thunderous bang shook the entire building. Pieces of the brick wall shattered against the wall, and one of the windows broke from the powerful impact. "Everyone get down!" I shouted as I paid closer attention to the sudden attack. The students let out screams as they dropped from their chairs, and then two warlocks, both dressed in blue cloaks, appeared from the gray smoke that billowed into the hall. They looked like they could have been brothers from their meaty, clammy complexion and similarly styled brown hair. It was short at the front, but longer at the back, and it brushed off their necks. The warlocks narrowed their black eyes at me as they wandered down the center of the room. I held my wand out in front of me, but from the corner of my eye, I noticed that my coven stood to my side, and Professor Vanessa and Professor Crimson had joined them. I appreciated their help, but I didn't need it. "Stupefaciant!" one warlock cried out. "Novus!" I shouted back. A red light smacked the warlock in the chest, which sent him flying back against the dusty ground. He let out a grunt, and a few of the nearby students let out squeaks as the warlock landed beside them. "Tell me what's brought you here. As Satan reborn, I demand it."
"Ah, so it's true. You hear that, Jonas? He really thinks he's the Satan reborn."
Jonas, the warlock on the ground, pulled himself to his feet as he let out a deep laugh, but their fucking laughter only angered me more.
"Tell me who you are, unless you want me to kill you now."
Jonas let out another snort, but it sounded more like he was clearing his throat from phlegm. Then he glanced around the hall, and he stuck his bulbous nose up at everything he saw.
"This little school is nothing compared to the power we hold,"
the second warlock smirked. I paid close attention to their blue robes and noticed the letter U had been embroidered into the left breast pocket. The letter had a picture of flames and waves of water surrounding it, and apart from in a book, it was the first time I'd seen the emblem in person. These warlocks were from an area far, far away from here, and they rarely paid attention to anything else that went outside of their precious realm.
"Utula," I said to the men. "That's where you came from? We've all heard of your fucking ideas of being the Satan reborn, but we're here to tell you no male witch could ever become the master of our universe."
"Are you sure about that?"
Samara asked as she stepped forward.
"Cole is Satan reborn, and you're both about to realize that for yourselves."
Akira laughed wickedly.
"Cute. You've rallied your little army."
The second warlock rolled his dark eyes. I could do nothing but laugh. After all, I wasn't the one who was about to die.